Greetings, y'all. Be blessed. Today, I just want to share my testimony. Something that's been on my heart for a very long time is to share one of the many things I've been through. And as many of us, we've been through so much, so many events in our lives that we never can forget. And this is just one of those events. So, in 2007, I was about 9 years old, and I was hanging out with one of my best friends. I had two best friends back then, but I was hanging out with the one, and we were in our backyard and just hanging out, you know, just being kids. And I had two dogs at the time, and one of my dogs began to play bite at me, and I was used to it. She had kind of, it was a bigger dog. She was a pit bull. She had done this before. And she began to play bite. And I noticed that she kept getting more aggressive with the biting until eventually she bit me so hard, I actually started bleeding. So I pushed her back and she jumped on me, pushing me down onto the floor and started attacking me. I just remember being so scared, and I was very young at this time, and so was my friend, and he was in complete shock. He was shook, literally. I just remember him just standing there, not moving, as the dog began to bite me in several different areas. She bit me on my legs, on my arm. She tried to bite me on my neck, and I moved my head, and she ended up biting my ear, ripping it off. Well, almost off. It was hanging by a thread. She then bit me in the back of my head and started pulling me to the side of my house. Then my friend ran inside the house to, I believe, go get my brother. And when he ran inside, the dog pulled me completely on the side of the house. This side of the house that I was on, it had no windows. There was like nothing over there. So at this point, I had begin to get attacked by my other dog. And they both just started biting me and just pretty much ripping me apart. I was in the state of shock. I couldn't scream. I just remember going numb and not feeling the pain, but just the dogs were just so aggressively biting me and attacking me. Eventually, my brother came out and he came with a shovel, smacking the bigger dog. And as he hit her, she still was trying to come after me. So my brother lifted me up with one of his arms, his free arm, or his free hand, and threw me over the fence. And I just remember hitting the floor and laying there and just, I couldn't feel anything. I was going in and out. It was black. Then I could see the grass. Then it was black again. Then I was in the back of my brother's car looking out the window. And eventually we got to the hospital. And that's where everything changed. I remember laying in the hospital bed, and then I remember nothing. When I woke up, I couldn't tell you who I was, who my family was, who my brothers were, my best friends. I had lost my memory, and this memory loss actually lasted for a very long time. And this is where my testimony really begins, because although I went through that traumatic experience with the dogs and they did a lot of physical damage, the mental damage was the part that stayed with me throughout years and years, even after my body had healed. As the years went on, I didn't feel like myself, and I went into this state of depression for several reasons. One reason being I didn't recognize myself anymore. I had over 30 bites over my legs. I had a couple bites in my arms, two bites. I had a bite in the back of my head. I had my ear had to be replaced on my body through plastic surgery. And just, I felt like a monster. I didn't recognize myself. And then I just was forever changed from that moment. It was like an altered version of myself came into existence, and this version of myself was very negative, very depressed, very lost, and in a lot of darkness. I couldn't, everything that I once knew kind of just vanished, just literally vanished. Because I lost my memory, I lost pretty much the love of my childhood, like everything from when I was younger ceased to exist. I couldn't remember any moments of my childhood, the good ones. I remember most of the negative ones, but I couldn't remember the positive ones. My birthday parties, family trips, just moments of love, they were all just suppressed or taken away after this dog attack. And I remember feeling so lost, and being a Christian, I've always been told to seek God. But the thing is, when that happened to me, it kind of felt like I was in this state of fear. I was petrified of life. I was petrified of everything. And this state of fear kept me from the love of God. I just didn't recognize what love was. Although I was able to show love, I was not able to receive love, literally at all. And that was one of the biggest problems I've had to face in life up until almost this point. I remember being so scared of little things, big things, and just life being just terrible. It was like this never-ending nightmare, and I didn't appreciate life because I kind of felt like I had died. I was walking around dead. I don't know how else to explain it. Everything in me was just, it was like I was looking for something that I was never going to be able to find. I didn't have a meaning, a purpose. I was very, very lost. And by the way, I'm not sharing this story to make anyone feel bad for me. I'm sharing this story to move on past it. This happened in 2007. It's 2020. And this has been one of the biggest traumatic experiences I've ever faced in my life. And the reason I'm sharing this is because I'm no longer in that space. God has really blessed me and opened my eyes to love again and love in a different way, that I see the past completely different. But going on with the story, I went through this depression and I began pushing love away because I didn't understand love, and I didn't understand who I was. That's a big thing, a big part of this, is because I didn't know who I was. It caused me to push everyone away because they kept trying to tell me who I was. I heard I was very confident. I heard I was a fearless child. My family would tell me stories of things that I would do that I couldn't identify with because I wasn't in that state anymore. I was in this darkness, this state of depression that, and fear mostly, but I was in this state that I just couldn't recognize myself being anything positive or anything how I was as a child. And, you know, I literally went through this decade of depression from 2007 all the way up into 2018, pretty much, is how long my depression lasts. It was a rough journey, and a lot of things happened in between then, but I basically, after the memory loss, it was like everything, I had to relearn how to love all of my family. I have lost my friends because I didn't know them anymore. My two best friends, I literally lost them, you know, and it was kind of sad because one of those friends I actually went to church with, and it was like, I just didn't remember anything, not one moment. And so it was like, he became this stranger to me, but not only with my friends, with my family. I had to literally learn to re-love my family, my parents, my brothers. And it would cause a lot of friction between us because they would, you know, think I was acting, but I truly wasn't. They didn't understand mental health or PTSD and, you know, mental health at that time. And so they were not able to properly help me. And I was pretty much in the dark with a lot of this stuff. Like, my parents didn't understand depression. And being African-American, I know a lot of others can relate to that, that it was something, especially being a Christian too, they were just pointing me to God always. And because I didn't understand love at that time, to me, it was like God was so far from me. He was so far from me. In reality, he was with me the entire time, but I could not see him, hear him. It felt like he was miles and miles away. It felt like he wanted nothing to do with me. I felt cursed. I felt like I was in this never-ending nightmare of pain, suffering, and torment. And I end up in 2017, I was like, okay, I've had enough of this. I want to get away from my life here, more of my hometown. And so I decided to go off to college. And, you know, I went off to college, and that's my college testimony is a completely different story. I'm not going to go too much into that, but I experienced probably the most I've ever experienced in my entire life in the 3 years that I was at my college. And I'm very thankful for it, because that's when the fear had to exit my life. I experienced so much during that time that I became not fearless, but I started looking at life completely different. It made me, my college experience actually drove me closer to God than I think anyone would probably imagine for me, because there was a point where I was so lost dealing with this pain of trying to remember who I was and just trying to really find who I was again. And so I started picking up different vices and all these other things and getting joined to things that I had no business getting joined to. And I don't know, trying to, you know, find myself. And then finally being a Christian, I remembered, you know, well, perhaps God actually does love me. So I started spending time with God around the end of 2018. And I'm not going to say my relationship was thriving, because it wasn't. It was a very slow process. I didn't really start to take it serious until literally the end of 2019. So I was still definitely back and forth with, you know, finding myself and finding God. So 2019 rolls around and I go through this year of confusion again, and I'm still at this point. I had to rebuild all my relationships with my family, friends, and just all of that. And I get to this place in 2019 where I am just kind of like, all right, God, I've tried to do this on my own and I can't. I literally cannot do this. I actually need your help. Like, I can't restore my own memory. Nothing is going to jog my memory or bring back these lost feelings that I have of my childhood. Nothing is going to help me get back to that place with you, except you. And it didn't happen until about 2020. But top of the year, 2020, around February, March, God really started to work in my life. A situation happened with a couple friends, and it just kind of pushed me really close to God. Or, you know, not, I'm going to say super close to God. It was more that I started seeking God more on a regular basis than anything else. That became my drive, because one, I wanted to get out of college. I wanted to get out the environment that I was in. Being in college, it was very toxic. There was no real love there, and that's what I was looking for ultimately, was love. And so I knew that I had to get back home, because that's the love that I knew. And although I couldn't really grasp that love during my teens and during this depression stage, after I had kind of got over the fear of my life. And when I say I got over my fear, like, there was a point where I was scared to go into a store by myself. And actually, the first time I went into a store by myself was when I was 20 years old in college. So my college experience, I say it's a blessing and a curse, but mostly a blessing, because I had to, you know, face a lot of my fears, and I knew God was working in my life. But I went through this period of God opening doors that I didn't think he was going to open for me. And when I say that, I mean, he literally opened some doors. I ended up graduating, and everything that I prayed for, God actually blessed me with. He got me out of school. I graduated. He moved me out of the toxic environment that I was in, and he actually brought some of my memories back. And I won't go too specific into details about it, but there was one day I was praying and meditating on God's word, and he dropped into my spirit some memories of my childhood, things that I literally haven't thought of or wasn't able to think about in years, the suppressed things that I didn't even know were still there. He brought them back, and I just began crying, and I remember crying. And the next day I went home, and you know, I told my parents about it, and we all reconnected again. And this connection, it was so beautiful. It just felt like a reunion, but not with my family, but with myself. And also with my family, of course, but it was like this piece of me that was lost for so long, which was, I was able to very much give love. I just was not receiving, or I felt like I wasn't able to receive love. And when he gave me some of my memories back, it reminded me that, you know, I was in love the entire time. I just was so blind to it because of the fear. And that's my point with this story, is fear can be so blinding, so petrifying. Like, it can be, it's like a scale. And on the left side of the scale is fear, and on the right side of the scale is love. And I was all the way over on the left side of the scale in this fear state that I couldn't recognize the love in my life. And when God, or when I began to see God more, he started to show me his love, but also just love in general. Things that I didn't think could happen started happening. And now, you know, it's summer 2020, and I've just kind of watched God really move in my life out of love. And that is all my message is, honestly. And I do this podcast for several reasons, but the main reason is to spread love, spread, you know, God's love, because I look at the situation in 2007 as God, he loved me. He saved me. Although I felt dead for so long, I realized that now, today, that I'm alive. You know, I didn't realize it then, but it was always been a second chance that he gave to me, a second chance at life. And I'm literally a walking miracle. There was a point where I had two casts on my legs. I could not walk. I was so bruised up and beaten down by life and just fear that I didn't recognize my family, myself, just this terrible way of living, this feeling like the world was going to end and just this chaotic life, making decisions out of fear instead of love. And it consumed me for a very long time. And I literally went through almost 13 years of being in fear. And now, being on the other side of it, I look back and, you know, I could be very mad about it, but I'm actually very grateful for it, to even have the chance to see the other side of it. And then, you know, it's hard, I'm not gonna lie. It was a very rough journey, a very hard journey. And between 2007 and 2020, I actually went through so many things. But everything that I went through, it actually just brought me closer to God. It actually just brought me closer to God, literally. And now I see his love so much more than I ever was able to see it before. And I'm very thankful for what he's done in my life and how he's moving and working his love within me, but also working his love around me. I'm no longer in that toxic environment of college. I'm in a very loving environment back at home, and I'm very thankful for it. And he's just been blessing me in various ways, but also teaching me lessons. I no longer see negative things as a bad thing. I see them as realms of growth. Every bad thing I go through, I know that I'm learning something from it. I'm getting a lesson from it. God is going to do something with it. And back then, this was probably, it's been one of the hardest things for me to share, because one, it's like, how it was is sometimes I still don't believe it, that that happened to me. And sometimes I don't even believe that I was able to live on this earth in that state for so long, walking around miserable in this pain and suffering. But yet the whole time God was with me, showing me love and speaking to my heart. It took a while to get me to this place, I'm not gonna lie. It took me a while, but I'm very thankful and grateful to be here, because love is truly all that anyone needs. God's love is so amazing. And now I understand why it was so hard for me to exist during that time, that memory loss time, during that fear time, is because I didn't truly know what love was. I was so blinded by fear, I couldn't really see love or seek it. And now that I know what it is, I never want to let it go. So for anyone out there that is going through fear, just remember, love does exist. Focus on the love in your life. Focus on the love of God. For those non-believers out there, even if you don't believe in God, love is real. Love is so real. And focus on that love in your life. And my only message from this is, just don't let fear take you and keep you from doing what you're set out on this planet to do. Because if you let fear consume you, it will. You have to feed your soul love and positive things. You really have to move out of love. And, you know, death and darkness is real. That's a season. Everybody goes through a season of love and light, and death and darkness is just a part of life. But the faster you run through the death and darkness, the faster you get to the other side of it. So just remember, when fear is at knocking at your front door, knock it down, run over it, get through it, and find the love at the end of it. Because every single thing you go through in your life is for a reason. It has a purpose. You all be very blessed. I wish you love, life, and a lot of light. God bless you guys, and have a great day.